Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, and this is taking place throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray, welcome to it, Wednesday Live. Thank you so much to Johan Ellis, who's taking you through tomorrow, and it's a joy ride. Something else, yes, indeed. And of course, continue, Johan, to lift up the standards, ish, and raise up the flag of peace in the time that we are. Raise up the flag of the ministry of reconciliation in the time that we find ourselves. With courage, we are all behind you. We are all behind you. Thank you so much. And Wednesday Live it is. Let me welcome Ruti Muraka. He's on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother, for welcoming me. And greetings to you. Greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. We greet in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Are you well, Muruti? Are you? Is everything okay?
It's okay because the Lord is in charge, but I've been having a serious challenge.
I can sense it in the spirit, man.
Yeah. But God is good, eh? I didn't think I would be in this position to can participate, but by His grace, around 1 o'clock, I experienced that no, He's lifting me up.
Yeah. No, I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that, Muruti, and I am praying. You know, we are so connected in our fellowship, you and I, for quite some time. So. You know, sometimes it's good to actually ask how the other is doing, because you can just feel in your spirit with Neman something. You know, please recover very soon and speedily, and recover so much that it becomes a miracle. Whoever hears your voice should recover. That it becomes a miracle. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba. It sounds like he's in a very busy place tonight. Muruti, greetings to you. Welcome.
Greetings to you. Yes, I'm in a very busy place, but I'll be out in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. We thank God to be there, and we celebrate Jesus to be alive.
Yeah.
And we believe that it's a big, wonderful evening in terms of sharing the Word of God with the people of God.
Yeah, it sounds like you are somewhere in an airport or in a conference, you know.
I'm at the airport now. At the airport.
I can tell. Yeah. I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, if you say you can do the show, I am grateful, Muruti. I'm grateful that you can, you know, that you can do the show. I'm grateful. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. And, of course, are you well? Is the family okay, Muruti? Is the family doing well?
Everything is fine. We cannot complain. We thank God. And, that's what I can say. The family is good.
No, that's good to hear. Now, we are talking about the spiritual ignorance of today. Spiritual ignorance of today. And how spiritual ignorance manifests itself today. And how we had even gone on to give it a blind eye, so to speak, that we don't say much about it, that we don't say quite a lot about it. And so we are going to look into it as to what it is even all about. The ignorance of today, even if it is what one can refer to as a foolishness of today. Now, I have seen in many instances than one that, Muruti, many people don't talk about this aspect. They don't touch this aspect. Actually, quite less is spoken with regards to this. But spiritual ignorance also refers to a lack of spiritual knowledge. It talks about a lack of consideration. It talks about the non-acknowledgement of doing what is right. It talks about the unwillingness to submit to the righteousness of the Most High. It talks about a darkened understanding. And we look at ourselves today and look at the nation. And look as to whether, where do we find ourselves? I think much of the people who are mostly speaking that which is the word of the Most High are marginalized. Let me use that word, marginalized. In other words, there is less consideration given to them and much prompting is given to that which facilitates any form of the oppressions of the devil over the lives of the people in general. And the word is speaking as how we do not submit to the understanding that is of the Father and terms that as a spiritual ignorance, which means we know that we have to, but we choose not to. You know, when we know that we have to, but we choose not to, this is a submission of ignorance that we see today. The word says quite a lot with regards to this. There's an ignorance concerning the Father. That much of the time we fade away with regards to the knowledge of the excellency of the Father. Job chapter 4 verse 21 says that. It says, does not their own excellence go away? They die even without wisdom. When we focus on our own excellencies and not on the excellency of the Father, and we formulate our own wisdoms, that is termed also as spiritual ignorance. And today, are we finding quite a lot of movements that have formulated their own ideologies that are devoid of the excellency of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim, our Father, our Heavenly Father, the Creator? Are we seeing that kind of sentiment? And it is something to take cognizance of. Now, ignorance also, in this instance, would talk about when we shun the righteousness of the Most High. The word says so. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of the Elohim because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. When we render our hearts blind, it's called spiritual ignorance. So we're getting into that. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, and of course, right through up to 8, We together.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Now, the word speaks of this in Isaiah 1 verses 3. It says, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Spiritual ignorance is when we have shunned our relationship with the Father. To the greatest of extents, we have developed relationships with our churches, but not with the Father. Isaiah 59 verses 8 says, the way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whosoever take that way shall never know peace. Have we created our own ways, which are devoid of the peace, the rest of the Father? And then have we gone on also to set up for ourselves paths that are without the justice of the Father? Spiritual ignorance would speak with regards to that. We have set out paths without the justice of the Father, and we have set out paths without the peace and the rest of the Father. Jeremiah 5 verses 4 says, therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Elohim, the judgment of their Elohim. They do not know the way of the Elohim, the judgment of their Elohim. They do not know the way of Yahuwah, the judgment of their Elohim. When we find ourselves at a state like that, where we do not know the way of the Father and His judgments, it is upon us regarded and attributed to us as spiritual ignorance. Muruti Muraka, let me start with you, sir. What comes to mind on this?
Yeah, thank you, my brother. As always, I would like to start in the definition area. When we speak of the Spirit, we are speaking of the Spirit of Elohim. We are not speaking of the Spirit of the world. And when we are speaking of ignorance, largely we are speaking, like you say, not considering, not knowing. But there are three words in the New Testament which speak to knowledge. The first one is the word which says to intuit or to instinctively know something. And this word has to do with the Spirit. Yeshua HaMashiach said to Nicodemus, unless you are begotten above, you cannot intuit the kingdom of God, which means anybody who is not born from above, who is not born of God's word of truth, does not intuit the things of the Spirit. Number two, there is a word which speaks to cognitive knowledge, intellectual, you could even say academic, and being an expertise or even being skilled. And that word relates to the soul. Now, the last one is the word know, which gives the idea of experience, of knowing by experience. And that word has to do with the body. And, of course, it is the word which is even used when they said Adam knew his wife, or when Miriam had been told that she would give birth to Yeshua HaMashiach. We are told that Joseph did not know her until she had given birth to her firstborn son. Now, this is the area we are speaking to tonight. That knowledge which is experiential. And I want us to look at that very verse which you spoke to when you were reading here, my brother, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. That verse tells us of those who are not born again. In other words, they cannot intuit God. And at the same time, because they are like that, their hearts are dark. Their hearts are stony. And we hear that their deep thinking is darkened. They are alienated from the light of God because of this ignorance that is in them. In other words, they have no experience of God. They don't know him by experience. And then Paul, when he speaks to those that he was, Peter, when he was speaking to those he was speaking to in Acts chapter 3, verse 17, he says this. He says, Acts chapter 3, verse 17.
Yes.
Let me make that from the beginning.
Yeah.
And his name, through faith in his name, has made the man strong.
Hmm.
Whom you notice and intuit. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And then verse 17. Yet now, brethren, I know that you practice in ignorance as did also your rulers. But those things, that's just 18 now, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophet that the Christ would suffer, he had thus fulfilled. You see, he was saying to those that would say, we know God, we are of God. He says to them, I know you practice this from ignorance. In other words, you don't have the experience of God. As much as you are religious, you don't have that experience of God. And in verse 17, in chapter 17, verse 8, this is what Paul says. He says, the times of this ignorance, God has winked at and has given us the Messiah. So it is through the Messiah that we can deal with this ignorance, which is there in those that are not born again, and is also there in those who are religious, unless they pursue to know God. Like when you were reading, in Isaiah, he was saying, my people do not know me. They don't understand me. So it is important to realize that spiritual ignorance means we are ignorant of the spirit of Elohim, who has been sent to guide us into all truth. He is guiding us into the spirit of truth. But if we don't know him, if we don't experience him, then we are spiritually ignorant. And I want
to... I don't know what is happening there, Muruti. You seem to have cut a bit. I don't know what is going on. You have cut a bit there. Let me try to bring Muruti back, but somehow he has cut. Let me try to bring him back just after this.
Let someone shout hallelujah.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Kubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together right through up to the hour 8 and Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Pastor Sam, are you still there? Okay, I don't know what happens to the lines. Pastor Sam? I don't know what happened to the lines, but it looks like somehow I got caught a bit. Let me reconnect.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Lebo Skovela there, Teko Yalona. And of course, somehow I'd lost our guests on the lines. I've been trying to reconnect, hence I played that long song. We can't get hold of them. So it's better that they do it via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is working. You can also send us your messages via WhatsApp and also give us a shout because our lines are working. It's just them. We can't connect with them. I don't know why. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. When we are talking about spiritual ignorance, what do we imply? And these days, can we say without a doubt that we see quite a lot of spiritual ignorance even amongst ourselves? Send us your voice notes. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And the word, I was reading this to Muruti Muraka when we lost him there. And I was looking into Isaiah chapter 1, verses 3. It says, the ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. And that very aspect, what does it say to you? What does it say to me? What does it say to us? You know, have we become those kinds of people who are ignorant of the Father? Are we spiritually ignorant to an extent that we are losing sight of who the Father is? Yes, we know our churches. We know that we have pastors and all those kinds of people. But is there a knowledge of the Most High? Are we still teaching about Him? Are we still talking about His ways? Something that comes to mind. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And you can drop us a voice note. It is on 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout and talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Another one that comes to mind is in Isaiah 59, verses 8. And I spoke also this to Pastor Murak. He said, "The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace." Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. The aspect of the way of peace, and who is this way of peace? Christ Himself says, they have not known Him. We have not known Him, Christ Himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and He is the Prince of Peace. So the way of peace we have not known. In other words, somewhere, somehow, we had moved away from the knowledge of the way of peace. And because of that, we do not experience the justice of the Most High. What happens is that we make ourselves our own ways to compensate. We make our own ways to compensate. And in that, we take these ways as absolute. And because of our decision to take these ways, we do not know peace. And look at the land, look at ourselves, look at the nation, look at the things that are being spoken, look at the things that people are saying, one race to another. Yo! You know? And where do we stand with the Father if we say these things against one another? Are we ignoring the way of peace? The way of His righteousness, the way of His holiness? Are we moving away from the call of His justice? Not our own, but His justice. What are we doing? Are we ignoring the Father that much? Are we ignoring Him in such a way that whatever He says doesn't matter anymore to us? What matters is what we want to see happening. That thing has become quite a big problem. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, and drop us voice notes also there on 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. And of course, the aspect of spiritual ignorance today, are we seeing much of that even amongst ourselves?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Yes, it is happening right through up to the hour 8 o'clock. We are also, you can also send us your WhatsApps. And of course, I'm keen to hear from you. And these WhatsApps, thank you so much to Muruti Muraka. Thank you so much that he has sent some WhatsApps. You can also send some WhatsApps. Let's hear from you. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of these. Pastor Sam.
Greetings. We thank God really for this day and talking about spiritual ignorance.
Mm.
And as we can see and as we know, the Bible speaks to us in the book of Isaiah 4:6, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
You know, I've heard already from whatever we've been discussing that spiritual ignorance has everything to do with the lack of understanding, first of all, of the Father that you're serving. Because today, when something is not well understood, or when someone is not well known, what happens is we tend to give our own definition, as Muruti Ray says. We give our own definition, we give our own way of understanding, and then by doing so, we think that we've done justice to ourselves. While it's not about what we think, it's about what the scriptures are saying. And now, today, we'll see in the Bible, like in Hebrews 5:11, the people have become difficult to listen, and the writer to the Hebrew is saying that because you become so dull and you're not allowing yourself to receive the word, it's becoming difficult for us to explain to you. Now, I would believe that spiritual ignorance has everything to do with discipleship. It means when people are not prepared to learn, when people are not prepared to open up to what they have to know. Because as you said, people can have their own preconceived or their own way of looking at things, and they decide based on what they feel that is right. And then basing ourselves on that, we have, I mean, a possibility of either stand on what we believe that it is true, or in other words, what is true is not what we believe in. And when people believe in what is not true, it's so obvious that they will end up by not having proper direction into their lives. And it's exactly what we're seeing nowadays. You have people who do what they engage themselves in what we call self kind of learning. Or not only self kind of learning, but also it goes with exposure. What are they exposed to? The exposure end up by either giving you a true way of understanding, or it corrupts you. And nowadays, as the Bible says, that in the latter days, people will have itchy ears, in the book of 1 Timothy 4, that people will have itchy ears, and they will almost create their own teachers, or they will prefer to listen to things that make them feel good. And already, when people start thinking that way, you know, it shows that they are not any more prepared to the sound doctrine in order to learn, not only learn, maybe to relearn whatever they've learned before, even to get to a place of even removing completely whatever teaching that they've got. And this is the issue that we're having today in our churches, in our environment, of people who claim to know something while they know nothing.
Mm.
And today, talking about spiritual ignorance is a matter of coming to know, because obviously, first of all, we need to understand that we were not born with a certain knowledge of God, or a certain knowledge of Elohim, or certain knowledge of the Messiah. We're not born with that.
Hmm.
when you read in the book of the John, book of John, chapter 3, when the Messiah is speaking to Nicodemus, he's telling him that you are the teacher of the law, but you ignore things that are supposed to establish you in a way that I'm just quoting it and just trying to, I mean, to paraphrase and make him to, I mean, I tried to try to explain already this, I mean, what this was saying. And if you are a teacher of the law, that's what you do, but you are unable to comprehend what the word of God says. You are unable to comprehend what the law says, but you teach it. Meaning that one can be teaching something that himself is not aware of. I mean, somebody can be teaching something that himself, he does not even know what is that teaching all about. You see a bit of what I'm trying to say here. I'm trying to say that with this topic of being in a spiritual, I mean, spiritually ignorant, that means you can be teaching something that you think and you believe that what you're saying is true, while what you're saying is not true. You can believe that what you're saying is what God is saying, but what you're saying is not what God is saying. And we have a lot of us today, based on one scripture or based on a certain interpretation of scriptures, people have ended up standing on something that is not true. And talking about spiritual ignorance and talking about what we can do in order to correct that, it gives us an understanding of standing on the truth, allowing ourselves to be exposed to the truth, and allowing ourselves to be led by the people who know the truth. Now, obviously, the Bible will say in the book of 1 John 2:27, that the time has come when we have to be taught, not by anything else, but by the Spirit of God. Meaning what? To be spiritually in tune, it requires to be taught by the Spirit. And when we are not taught by the Holy Spirit, it's obvious that we'll end up with something that is not right. No? Today, I was having some conversation with some men of God. We're talking about things like, we talk about a lot of things. There are scriptures in the Bible, when you read them, they give a certain meaning. At the same time, there are scriptures, when you read in the Bible, they tend to clarify some other scriptures. But mostly when you go and read and listen to what the Messiah himself has said, when you listen to what the Messiah said, it gives you a different perspective. So the Messiah is well placed to tell us exactly what is true. But then we need to take all these other scriptures we can have that can be speaking about the same thing, but with the light of what the Messiah said. Because if we don't get what the Messiah said, then you have a problem. And this is the issue that we're having today when we talk about spiritual ignorance. Because the Messiah said that the Holy Spirit shall come and teach you, shall come and reveal to you, shall come and speak to you and tell you exactly what to do. But today we're having a problem whereby people are not prepared to listen to what the Spirit of God has to say in order to correct or in order to clarify, in order to say what is needed to be said. But people are focusing on what? They are focusing on whatever that maybe they've learned from somewhere, maybe they've felt comfortable to learn or comfortable to listen to, but they don't allow the Spirit of God to speak to them. That's one of the things that we need to consider when it comes to spiritual ignorance. It's that allow the Spirit of God to speak to us. And the Spirit of God is prepared, ready to speak to us. But how do we come to hear him? It's when one has come to a place of fellowshipping with him. And the fellowship with the Spirit of God, I believe strongly, it has everything to do with the time of prayer. And that's what I believe. Because the more time we spend with God, we start understanding, the more time we spend with the King of Kings, the Messiah himself, we start getting to understand that his mind and be able to comprehend what to do in our lives. It's very important that we come that way, because otherwise we will be in trouble. And to be honest, spiritual ignorance is something that is gripping and is going and is touching, getting a space, because a lot of us today, just because we don't expose ourselves much to the Holy Spirit, we end up by not getting anything from it. Thank you.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on this matter. Now, let me bring this also to Muruti Muraka. Yes, yes, send a WhatsApp also. You can also do so. Send a WhatsApp. I'm looking at Jeremiah 5, verses 4. It says, therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of Yahuwah, the judgment of their Elohim. They do not know the way of the Most High, the judgment of Elohim. They do not know. What comes to mind? Muruti.
Hallelujah. We thank our Heavenly Father in all these the challenges that we are meeting. We know that His Spirit is bringing us through, for this is a message He wants us to discuss, and we are discussing it.
Yeah.
And yes, my brother, I would like to say, in definition, when we talk of the Spirit, we are talking of the Spirit of Yudevavir, and when we speak of ignorance, we are speaking of lack of knowledge, inconsideration, like you earlier mentioned. And when we look at this word know or knowledge, in the New Testament writings, there are three words which speak to knowledge. And the first one is the word that speaks to intuition, instinctive knowledge, and that has to do with the Spirit. The Messiah Himself, when He spoke to Nicodemus, said, unless you are begotten above, you cannot know the kingdom of heaven. You cannot intuit the kingdom of heaven. In other words, if you are not begotten above, your spirit is in darkness. It's not light as it should be. And then the second word, which has to do with knowledge, speaks to cognitive knowledge, intellectual knowledge, expertise, skill, and so forth. And that one has to do with the soul. And we'll skip that one and go to the last one, which has to do with experiential knowledge. And it is a word that has to do with the body, basically. That is why we learn that Adam knew his wife. That is the word which is used there. And even when it refers to Joseph, did not know Miriam, the mother of Yeshua HaMashiach, until she had given birth to her firstborn son. So that know is experiential knowledge. And this is the know which many times in the word it says we should know the truth, which is spirit. Truth is spirit. We should have an experience of truth. It should not just be an intellectual thing. It should be something that we walk in. And when we talk about ignorance in this arena, we mean someone does not know the Spirit experientially. He or she does not engage the Spirit experientially. The Messiah himself says, I say what I hear my Father say.
Mm.
I do what I see my Father doing.
Mm.
Now, all those that are not regenerated, that are not begotten above, are in the dark as far as intuition is concerned. And then going forward even to the arena of the body, they don't experience God, even as we read there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, that it is through this ignorance that they are alienated from God, having a deep thinking that is dark. So we notice that as regards those who are not born again, because he's speaking to the nations there. And then even those who are religious, in Acts chapter 3, verse 17, Peter says, what you practiced and what your rulers practiced, when you even denied the Messiah, was from ignorance. You did not have an experiential knowledge of God and the will of God.
Mm.
So, he also says, that is Paul, that Elohim, in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, has winked at these times of ignorance, which people were walking in ignorance. Why? Because he has brought the Messiah, who now, by his Spirit, is able to help us to experience God and thereby not be ignorant of God. So, yeah, we are ignorant of his Spirit if we do not relate to his Spirit experientially. We are not led by him. We don't talk to him. We don't listen to him. We don't obey him. That is spiritual ignorance.
Yeah, absolutely there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends you and I are. Spiritual ignorance, what is it even all about today?
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.